Not everyone can be like Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It, but according to my wife and her research, there are some basic things you need in order to fix anything. And look who's here.
Yes, I am right here with you, Bob. Okay, so this is truly our constant battle. We've even said to each other, or I have said to you, why don't you just call Lou?
That's a good idea.
See if he can fix it. Because I wait for you to fix things or to figure something out, and it never happens. And now that I have done a little bit of research, I actually have found out why.
So you have concluded that it is my parents' fault because they didn't teach me how to do anything?
No, it is not your parents' fault. You're a very mature man at this age of your life, and you need to stop blaming your parents for everything. Okay,
I thought you've confirmed what I've always said, that they didn't instill self-esteem in me.
Well, yeah, but that ends when you're like in, 21.
And
then you have to like work at your own life and stop blaming your parents.
I see.
Okay, so there are three things that you need to have, three qualities that you have to have in order to help you with any project and also with just life in general. And, we really have passed this on to our kids, but not you.
Not yet, anyway.
Okay. The first one is you have to have confidence. Okay. There's only these, seriously, with these three things, you can do anything. You have to have confidence. You have to have the confidence that you're going to be able to figure it out. Do you have confidence?
Oh, yes. I'm positive. I'm always positive that I can't do it.
Right. Exactly. So you have zero confidence. So you don't even think that you could do something. So that is not helpful at all. But you have to think of it this way. Like, if any idiot out there can figure out how to do it, so can you.
Are you saying I'm an idiot?
No, I'm just saying that you can figure anything out. You just have to know that you can. And you don't have to be intimidated, because if you are, then you won't even try. So confidence that you are going to do this no matter what. Okay. Visualize the end product.
Yeah. I'm feeling empowered already. I can't wait for you to break something this weekend.
Well, I remember that time we were trying to put a hammock together, and that was like a very educational moment for me in our relationship.
Did I help? I can't remember that.
No, you could not even follow the numbers, the instructions. Okay. Number two is hard work, because confidence isn't enough. You have to have like this tenacity to seek out the knowledge, to try things, to do the work, even if it gets tough. Reread step number two, and reread it until you can actually do it. And then when things don't go as expected, you need to learn from your mistakes and just keep going.
You see, that's where I run into trouble, because I don't stick with it. That's my fight. I am ready to give up at all points.
Well, so far, you're 0 out of 2. You don't have the confidence, and you don't have the tenacity or the heart, whatever it takes to just work hard until you get it.
Maybe I can go 1 for 3. What's number
just,
three?
Just remember, all those other idiots out there are figuring it out. So can you. You're smarter than most of them.
Try to keep that in mind.
Number three is pride. You have to have take pride in doing something. This is when, how many times have I said to you, Bob, like, don't you take any pride in, like, cleaning up the kitchen? I mean, like, this is not even, like, something to put together. But, like, don't do the bare minimum. Go beyond the call of duty. Take pride in what you do and look at it after you're done and go, wow, I did a great job.
Well, but all my pride is used up Monday through Friday morning, 6 to 10.
Okay, so you have confidence, hard work, take pride in your accomplishments, and that's it. You don't need anything else. You can teach yourself. And also, remember, there's always YouTube. Watch YouTube and learn how to do anything on YouTube.
Yeah, lately, actually, I don't know whether you've noticed, but I have stuck with some things and accomplished projects. I love those YouTube tutorials. Very good for vidiots like me.
Yeah, well, that was a big battle, too, when I finally taught you how to look something up on YouTube.
What's on Savvy Planet this week, Marianne?
All right. Well, you know that I have been spending a lot of time in Miami this winter, and it's the home of Cuban food, which means that everything starts with this sauce called mojo. And if you don't know what it is, it's just like the basis of almost every Cuban dish. It's like also a marinating sauce. It's got garlic and lime. And recently I had mango mojo that was out of this world, and I recreated it in an easy recipe. And anybody who's a subscriber to Savvy Planet will receive it in their inbox this week. It's so easy, and I love just having it in the refrigerator and pouring it on all different sorts of things.
You have given me new appreciation for garlic and mango and mojo.
Yeah, and mango season is coming up in the next few months, so you'll see a lot of fresh mango in the stores. And if you want to subscribe, go to savvy-planet.com. And you'll receive a free recipe every week. So it's Savvy, and not the word dash, just a little dash between Savvy and Planet.com. And you'll be part of our membership.
Can't wait to get home and look for something to fix, Marianne.
Okay. I'll think of something for you.
All right.